NBC presents The Penny Singleton Show. On stage tonight from Hollywood, another of NBC's outstanding half-hour presentations, The Penny Singleton Show.
Hello, happy you're listening.
A boy's best friend is his mother, but to Penny Williamson, a girl's best friend is her daughter. Penny, a young, attractive widow, has two, D.G., 13, and Sue, 8. And the other night, when she tiptoed quietly into their room, she found them sitting in bed in the dark, talking about her.
We might as well face it, Sue. Mother's too innocent. She doesn't know anything about man.
She sure hasn't explained him very well to me.
Well, that's just it. Why, when it comes to men, mother's a babe in the woods. Why, something terrible could happen to her.
Sure it could. Something awful terrible. What could happen to her, D.G.?
Well, you're too young. You wouldn't even know what I was talking about.
Aw, tell me, D.G.
Yes, for Pete's sake, tell her, D.G. The suspense is killing me.
Mother, what are you doing in here?
I came in to make sure you two were asleep. Now scoot under those covers.
Okay. Well, I was only saying...
Good night, Sue.
Night.
Well, I was just saying that you're young...
Can it wait till morning, dear?
Well, you're young and pretty and...
Yes, in the morning, dear. Young and pretty and what?
And attractive to men.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, I am.
Are we going to stay awake?
Well, of course you're attractive to men, Mother. Well, you certainly know how to dress. Just take a look at the women on those fashion calendars. They have nothing on you.
Well, thank you, dear.
The women on the men's calendars have nothing on them either. That's what Margaret said.
Well, never mind what Margaret said. D.G., why all this sudden concern about me and men?
Well, golly, Mother, you wouldn't want to marry one, would you?
Oh, I don't know. I've always heard they make the best husbands.
But suppose you suddenly decided to marry someone like Mr. Wiggins, your real estate partner. He's a man.
He is? I mean, of course he is. But I don't intend to marry Mr. Wiggins, so why worry about it?
She's just sore because Tommy Trammell gave her the air.
Oh?
He did not. I'm just being aloof, that's all. I think we should all go up to Lake Panatog and be aloof for a week.
Well, it's sweet of you to think of it, darling, but that costs money.
But only $5 a day. Special family rates. Golly, Mother, everybody goes away this time of the year, and even if it's only to Lake Panatog. And it's so romantic.
Yeah, frog hunting in the moonlight.
And they have tennis at the lodge and square dancing.
And raccoons, too.
Oh, please, Mother, please. Linda's going in the Sloanes.
And Tommy Trammell.
Oh, Tommy Trammell. I guess we don't want to go then if that old Tommy Trammell's going.
Oh, he's not old, Mother. He still shaves with his mother's manicure scissors.
All right, if you're going to make fun of him...
Oh, but D.G., darling, we're not making fun of him. Besides, I thought you were being aloof with Tommy.
Well, that's just it. How can I be aloof if he's 100 miles away?
Well, I know, dear, but do you really want to go to Lake Panatog that badly?
Oh, yes, Mother, more than anything.
Well, I don't know exactly how we'll do it, but we'll do it.
Oh, Mother, you're an angel, a perfect angel.
Thank you, darling. In that case, I better go see if I can find an old miracle lying around.
Williamson, are you going to drink that tea or just stir it to death?
What? Oh, yes, I was just thinking.
No. Well, look at the morning paper, Miss Williamson.
No, thanks. Say, Margaret, how could I make an extra $100 quickly?
Oh, well, that's easy. You could, well, why don't you, or if you just, Would $1.75 help you any?
I'm afraid not, Margaret. I promised the girls last night I'd take them up to Lake Petawag for a week.
Oh, there's the place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever notice how romantic the moon is on water, Mrs. Williamson? Leonard Freibacher took me rowing in the park last night. It was just beautiful.
Rowing in the park does sound romantic, all right.
Yeah. I can hardly move a muscle this morning.
Oh, Margaret. Well, I don't know, but I've just got to find some way to pay for a week at Lake Petawag.
Why don't you borrow a few dollars from your so-called partner, Mr. Wiggins? He just uses it to stuff his shoes.
No, thanks. I don't want to be obligated to Horace Wiggins. Besides, I think he must spend everything he makes on pills. He even has pills to take when he gets sick from taking pills.
Oh, if you had the money this young what's-his-name in the paper has, you could go around the world twice without a transfer.
Who's young what's-his-name?
Why, his picture's right here in the paper. Let's see, I'll find it for you. All right, here it is. Randolph Donahue III.
Donahue? The Peppermint King?
His son. He's in town to buy property for his father's new peppermint factory.
Boy, is he smooth.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tall, dark, and why do I get something like Leonard Freibacher?
Let me see that paper, Margaret.
No, right here. Well, that's him. Supposed to be quite a ladies' man.
Mm, I know the type. He may be a man, but I doubt if they're ladies.
He is kind of wolfy looking, isn't he? How can anything that beady-eyed make a living off of peppermint?
I wonder if...
If what, Miss Williamson?
If I could sell Mr. Randolph Donahue III that vacant property out near the box factory, I'd have more than enough for a week at Lake Petawag.
Well, not if Mr. Wiggins finds out you're going to use the extra bonus to go away for a week.
Then all I have to do is to get to Mr. Donahue before Mr. Wiggins does.
How?
In my new red dress and hat.
Miss Williamson, that dress that fits you like a...
Certainly.
The one with the slit up the...
Yep.
And the top down to... Mrs. Williamson, you wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't I? There's more than one way to skin a cat, Margaret.
Yeah, but this cat's a wolf.
Then set out the traps. Little Red Riding Hood is going upstairs and slip into the bait.
But, operator, I must speak to Mr. Donahue. It's important. Did you tell him it was Mr. Wiggins of Wiggins and Williamson?
I told him, sir.
Well, what did he say?
He said he didn't care if you were Sam of Uncle and Sam.
But I tell you, it's important that I speak to Mr. Donahue.
Morning, Horace.
Oh, yes, Aunt Prunella. Yeah, yes, yeah, Aunt Prunella. I will, Aunt Prunella. Goodbye, Aunt Prunella.
Who was that? Aunt Prunella?
Yes, sort of. Why, Penny, you look positively ravishing today.
You mean different than I usually look?
No, I didn't mean that exactly, but you usually wear a suit to the office. And that dress, I mean, it's so, well, the skirt is... And the top is too... I think it's time for my green pill. Care for green pill, pet? No, of course you don't.
I think you'd better push your eyeballs back in your head before they start rolling around the office.
Penny, dear, why won't you marry me and let me give you the things you should have?
What, green pills?
If you like, anything your heart desires.
Well, right now my heart desires to make a deal so I can afford to take the girls up to Lake Petawag for a week.
But, Penny, a whole week without you? Besides, how can you afford a week at Lake Petawag?
I'm going to close a deal this morning.
Deal? What kind of a deal?
Just a business deal.
What kind of a business deal?
Oh, you wouldn't be interested, Horace.
Oh.
I'm just going to sell that dirty old property out by the box factory.
Oh, you're just going to sell that dirty old property out by the box factory.
Yes.
Isn't that a coincidence? So am I.
Oh. Well, I guess I'd better get going then, I guess.
Oh, wait. Well, I'll go with you, Penny.
Oh.
Well, toodaloo. I'm going this way.
Well, toodaloo. So am I.
But I'm going down to the Hotel Drake.
So am I.
Penny, wait a minute.
What?
Penny, are you by any chance going to see Randolph Donahue III?
Yes, I am.
But you can't. I forbid it. I absolutely forbid it.
You forbid it?
I should have known. So that's why you got all dressed up. So you could use your feminine wiles on him. Well, I forbid it, Penny.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Horace.
Yes, Penny?
You know something?
What?
Left one down there is an old for sale sign.
Penny, wait for me! Penny!
Boy! Boy.
Penny, don't pick up that phone.
I certainly will pick up this phone. I got here first, and I'm going to call Mr. Donahue.
He only got here first because my car stalled at that stoplight.
That's what wins wars, Horace.
Besides, do you know what kind of a man this Donahue is?
No. How many kinds are there?
Switchboard.
Mr. Donahue, please.
Mr. Donahue, just a moment, please.
It's nothing but a ladies' man, Penny. A dallier, pure and simple. Maybe not so pure, but simple anyway. That's what he'll do. He'll dally with your affections.
Good. My affections haven't been dallied with in years.
Penny, bite your tongue.
Now, don't try to talk me out of the big half of this commission, Horace. I'm going to take D.G. and Sue to Lake Patawag for a week come dilly-dally or Donahue.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Mr. Donahue?
Well, I must be in heaven. You sound like an angel.
No, I'm... Oh, I don't really.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Do angels have names, Angel?
Names? Mine's Penny Angel. I mean, mine's Penny Williamson. Of Williamson and Wiggins, real estate brokers.
Wiggins and Williamson, if you don't mind.
Real estate? I thought all women real estate brokers were baritones. You sound like about, something around 5'2"?
3.
Eyes of blue?
Green. Bluish green.
Oh.
What's he want, a description of the property?
about 112?
11.
Tell him it's all out by the box factory.
brunette, huh?
Blonde.
Oh.
That doesn't sound like any property out by the box.
Look, Mr. Donahue, this is all very charming, but I have a business deal I'd like to talk over with you.
Why, of course, Angel. Of course. Anytime you say.
Well, how about right now? I'm down in the lobby.
Lobby? Well, why didn't you say so, Angel? Standing down there in that cold, drafty old lobby. Come on up to my room.
Good, I'll be right up to your room?
Sure, Angel. Room 612. Don't knock. I'll meet you at the elevator.
Yes, but I can't. I mean, Oh, dear.
Don't louse up the deal, Penny. Don't louse up the deal. I'll go up.
But if you go up, I won't be able to take the girls to Lake Patawag.
Well, that's what wins wars, Penny, remember?
Angel, are you still there, Angel?
Yes, I'm still here. And Mr. Wiggins will be up there.
Who?
Goodbye.
No, wait, Angel!
All right, Horace, you win. Go on up and close the deal.
Good, Penny, good. Oh, no hard feelings.
No, no, of course not, Horace. No hard feelings. I guess that washes up D.G.'s week at Lake Patawag, though. Some angel I turned out to be.
Oh, I imagine she'll still think so, Penny.
Maybe so, Horace. But I'll bet I'm the first angel that ever muffed a miracle.
And now for Act Two of the Penny Singleton Show. Well, Penny has lost a chance to sell some very valuable property, so she won't be able to take her daughters, Dee Gee and Sue, to Lake Padawag for a vacation. And we can't blame her for feeling low as she starts to leave Donahue's hotel.
Oh, miss. Pardon me, miss.
What?
I just wanted to look at you.
Oh, well, go right ahead and look. You seem to be enjoying yourself. Yes, those are feet. I have two, one left and one right. Oh, and those are legs. I also have two of those. And these are arms. Oh, excuse me. You're still on the legs. Ready?
Oh, blonde hair.
Hmm? Oh, wait a minute. You're getting ahead of me.
Bluish green eyes. About 111. 5 feet. Angel.
Oh, you must be Randolph Donahue the Third.
All the other angels I know call me Randy.
Mm-hmm. And their wings drop off 5 seconds later.
Ah. So you're Miss Williamson, huh?
Correction, please. I'm Mrs. Williamson.
Oh.
I'm a widow.
Oh.
What?
I mean, oh.
Oh. Say, I just remembered. Where's Mr. Wiggins? He went up to your room to make a deal with you.
Mr. Wiggins, is that your partner's name?
Yes, I wonder what's happened to Mr. Wiggins.
Probably out in the cabbage patch with Mrs. Wiggins.
He hates cabbage, and there is no Mrs. Wiggins.
Well, don't worry, Angel. I know where he is at all times.
You do? How?
Well, all I have to do is watch the lights over the elevator. I gave the operator $5 to ride him up and down while I talk to you.
Then we can all sit down and discuss this property he and I handle.
How about dinner tonight, hmm?
Mr. Donahue, you don't realize what this can do to Mr. Wiggins. He gets sick just looking at an up escalator. Mr. Donahue, all I came down here for was to interest you in some property for your father's new factory.
Good. We can talk about it over dinner.
Now, please, stop the elevator and let Mr. Wiggins out.
Dinner?
You're the hungriest man I ever saw. Oh, all right, dinner. Now, will you let
me... Of course, sure. Come on. That's a promise, huh?
That's a promise.
8 o'clock?
With your appetite, I don't see how you can wait that long.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, yes.
Oh, here comes the elevator now. Penny.
Oh, Boris, you look terrible.
I've been sick.
Hold still, Mrs. Williamson. I'm still fixing your hair.
Oh, excuse me, Margaret. I thought you were finished.
Well, there I am now. Oh, boy, do you look gorgeous. Wait till Mr. Donahue sees you in that dress. He'll just about take off and fly.
That wouldn't surprise me. He had his motor running all morning. Margaret, you don't think this dress is too,
Oh, of course not. Everybody's wearing them to something these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't back out now. If I get Mr. Donahue to buy that property tonight, we'll be off to Lake Padawan.
Oh, you'll sell it. I've got all the faith in the world in you, Mrs. Williamson.
Oh, thanks, Margaret. I wish I did.
Penny, you, where are you?
Is that Ida Duncan?
Oh, yes. Here comes old Ask Me No Questions. I'll tell you all I know.
Margaret, she'll hear you. I'm in here putting on some lipstick, Ida. Come on in.
Oh, I've been looking all over for you, Penny. Penny, that dress.
Like it?
But that neckline. My dear, you're not going to wear that neckline.
Why not? What's the use of having a neck if you can't show it?
Golly, Mother, you look simply terrific in that dress. Oh, I'll bet he'll like it.
Penny, who will like it?
Thank you, Dee Gee, dear. Sue, how do you like it?
I don't care much for evening gowns. No pockets to carry lizards in.
Sue, stop shooting that pop gun in the house.
Oh, there he is.
Who is?
Do I look all right, Margaret? How's my hair? Is my lipstick on straight?
Oh, well, you look fine, Mrs. Williamson. Much too good for him.
For whom, Penny? Of course, if you don't want to tell me who this man is, it's all right with me, provided I find out.
This man is Randolph Donahue III. And before you get any ideas, Ida, the reason I'm going out with Mr. Donahue is business. Strictly business.
You know you're an angel, Angel?
Why, Mr. Donahue, I bet you say that to all us angels.
I'm serious. You dance too divinely for any mortal.
And you dance too close for any comfort.
But I want to be close to you, Angel.
Well, if you were any closer, you'd be behind me. Come on now. Well, I can't even breathe. We're going to discuss that property out by the box factory. Well, come on. Let's sit down and talk about it.
Oh, why don't we talk about it out on the terrace, Angel? It's much cozier, huh?
Nothing doing.
Oh.
Now then, the property runs 1,500 feet
Angel,
along the...
Angel, who can keep their mind on 1,500 feet of plowed ground when there's you and a moon?
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Donahue.
You're a very desirable creature, you know that?
But I...
Doesn't anything happen when I hold your hand in mine?
Now, wait.
Don't pull your hand away, Angel.
But I... Mean
there's a moon out on the terrace, Angel. Doesn't a moon do things to you?
Well, yes. It makes me feel, well, warm and tender and affectionate.
Well, but... I was beginning to think you weren't human.
Well, after all, I am a woman. We're incurably romantic, you know.
Oh, then a moon does do things to you, huh?
Yes. A moon does do things to me, Mr. Donahue. It reminds me of a brisk autumn sky, a little white church under some elm trees, a honeymoon cottage overlooking the sea, a husband going away to war.
Is that all a moon does to you, Angel?
No. No, a moon also reminds me of Lake Pattawag.
Lake Wattawag?
Oh, you wouldn't understand, Mr. Donahue. You see, you only think I'm an angel. I know two little girls who are sure of it. Well, thank you so much for a lovely evening, Mr. Donahue.
Oh, but wait a minute, Angel. Aren't you even going to invite me in for a little nightcap?
I'm afraid the only nightcaps we have around here are milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies?
Oh, sure. We get absolutely homogenized every night. Good night, Mr. Donahue. I'll bring all the papers around in the morning and we'll close the deal for that property.
Oh, but wait a minute. I haven't said definitely that I'd buy it, Angel.
What?
Yeah, well, I looked at it this afternoon. Seems to be just the thing, but, I think we ought to go in and talk about it.
Oh, all right. But just for a minute.
Hmm.
Let's go in here in the living room and... Good heavens, what was that? Why, it's Margaret. Margaret, wake up.
Who's Margaret?
My housekeeper. Margaret!
Does she always sleep sitting on the stairs?
Oh, no. Sometimes she lies down. Margaret, wake up.
What?
Oh.
Was I snoring?
No, you were just breathing out loud. Why didn't you go to bed?
Well, as soon did you want to know when you got home?
All right, Margaret. You can tell them I'm home.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Margaret, what's the telephone doing off the hook?
The telephone off the hook? Oh, that's Mr. Wiggins. He wanted to know when you got home, too. He's been sitting on the phone waiting for you.
Oh, of all the ridiculous... excuse me, Mr. Donahue, I'd better talk to him. You go on in the living room.
Sure, Angel.
Good night, Horace.
Oh, Penny, thank heavens you're home.
Horace, what in the world are you doing?
I've been listening to Margaret snore for the last half hour. Sounded like a small boy taking a trombone lesson.
Well, stop being so silly and go to bed.
Is it silly for me to worry about you when you're out with a man like Donahue?
Are you sure you're not more worried about whether I sold him that property?
Didn't close the deal, did you?
No, not yet.
Good. Oh, that's a shame.
But I will before he leaves here.
Well, better luck next time. Leaves? There?
Yes, he's in the living room waiting to talk over the deal.
Don't move. The man's a demon with women, Penny. Sit right where you are. Breathe deeply. You'll need your strength in case you have to struggle. I'll be right over.
Horace, will you stop being...
Don't worry, Penny. Old Horace will be right there. Goodbye.
Horace. Old Horace. No.
What's the trouble, Angel? Your wings are dragging.
Mr. Donahue, I'm going to put my cards on the table. Will you or will you not take that property out by the box factory?
Why, of course I will, Angel.
Fine. I drew up the papers this afternoon. They're right here in my purse.
Oh.
There. Sign right there.
Here? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's that?
Well, I guess that takes care of Mr. Horace Wiggins.
And all you need is someone to take care of you, Angel.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr.
You need a pair of strong arms around you.
Oh, I'm just as happy with them the way they are, hanging from my shoulders.
Now, don't pull away from me, Angel.
Please.
Are you all right, Mrs. Williamson?
Now I am, Margaret.
Is that Mr. Casanova?
No, Sue, darling. This is Mr. Donahue. These are my two daughters, Deedee and Sue.
Oh, hello, Deedee. Hello, Sue. You? Does that little one always carry a shotgun?
Oh, that's just a pop gun.
We were worried about you, Mother.
Oh, but I'm all right, Deedee. Mr. Donahue and I were just signing a contract between us.
Does that mean you're going to be my father?
Father?
Mr. Donahue, you're turning white.
Daddy.
Oh, no.
Mr. Donahue, you're turning green.
Yippee, we got a man.
Oh, I wish I was dead.
Mr. Donahue, you're turning purple. You'd better pick a color and stick to it.
I gotta get out of here.
You need a doctor.
If I stayed here, I'd need a lawyer. Good night, Mrs. Williamson.
Well, we sure got rid of him in a hurry.
Yes, whose idea was that?
Margaret. It sure did work, too.
I'll say it did, Sue. And what's more, I got the deal before Mr. Wiggins did.
Oh, say, that's right.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow we leave for Lake Pattawog.
Golly, Mother, really? Oh, you are an angel.
Penny, open the door. It's me, old Horace.
Oh. Uh-oh, it's Mr. Wiggins. Another wolf on the doorstep.
Why, he's not the wolf, Margaret. He's the goat.
Penny Singleton will return in just a moment. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. Show, which comes to you every Tuesday evening at this time, featured Bea Benaderet, Hal March, Gerald Moore, Sarah Selby, Mary Lee Robb, and Sheila James. The music is composed and conducted by Von Dexter. The script is by Jack Crutcher and Doris Gilbert. Directed by Ray Dietrich and stars Penny Singleton.
Good night. Keep well.
And this is Hal Gibney inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday evening for the Penny Singleton Show, an NBC presentation. Times mean good times on NBC.